Virtual schools have become a popular offshoot of the public school system for some parents. Before using an online school, Rose Fernandez of the Coalition for Virtual School Families homeschooled her three children. She didn't need a teaching license. Now, critics of virtual schools say she and other parents should have one. She argues otherwise, even though the school her kids attend operates as part of a public school system supported by tax dollars.
This is something that threatens parents' participation in their children's education to such an extent that it's very scary to me, and it should be very scary to everyone who has an interest in quality education.
The statewide teachers union, which brought the lawsuit against Wisconsin Virtual Academy, says WIAC supports parental involvement and what it calls the appropriate use of virtual education. WIAC will try to convince the courts that tax-supported cyber schools are illegal because parents, not licensed instructors, do most of the teaching. Money is also an issue. Virtual schools can be a windfall for struggling districts because they get state dollars for each student enrolled. WIAC points out that Wisconsin Virtual Academy got more than $2 million tax dollars last year to educate students who never set foot in a district classroom. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.